Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.
Everyone's taking pictures of everything. There's cars everywhere. But now we get to slow down.
Colombians are so much closer. You know,
okay, yeah,
it's easier to give a hug.
Yeah.
It's easier to even physical contact. Mm-hmm.
You need to consider that your teacher, well, is your parent.
Why is it that we speak different languages?
When she gets mad at me, she speaks Spanish.
$1 Canadian, it's 3,000 pesos. That's what we want to do in schools. We want to make problems that the kids want to find a solution for.
Deine Geschichte.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today, we're taking you on a journey to Canada and Colombia. Did you know that the lowest measured temperature in Canada was minus 63 degrees? Sometimes it gets so cold that it just cancels school. I'd like to be there, it's great.
First, we will introduce Canada, the second largest country in the world. Canada is famous for its huge forests, mountains, lakes, snowy winters, and beautiful nature. Wild animals, bears, moose, wolves, beavers, and polar bears live there. The capital is Ottawa.
Canada has about 40 million people, and the official languages are English and French. Winters can become very cold, especially in the north, with temperatures sometimes below minus 20 degrees Celsius. In summer, many places are warm and sunny. Did you know a famous quirk is adding "e" to the end of the sentences, similar to "don't you think" or "right"? Canadian versus American English. Canada often uses British spellings. Washroom instead of restroom. Ordering a double-double. Sentence, can I get a large double-double, please? Meaning, a large coffee with two creams and sugar. Sentence, he's a proud Canuck. Meaning, he's a proud Canadian.
Montreal is one of the biggest and most exciting cities in Canada. Montreal is located in the province of Quebec and is known for music, festivals, hockey, street art, and delicious food like poutine.
Many people in Montreal speak both French and English every day. The city has cold, snowy winters and warm summers. In the winter, temperatures can fall below minus 10 degrees Celsius, while summer temperatures can rise above 25 degrees.
We also researched things that children might find interesting. What sports are popular in Canada? How cold this winter gets? Which wild animals live there? What languages do people speak, and what children do for fun?
After Canada, we will introduce Colombia, a country famous for colorful culture, music, rainforests, mountains, and warm weather.
And later in the podcast, we will hear a special interview with a woman and her son who moved from Colombia to Canada.
They recently visited us at the Radio Igel studio in Graz and shared the experience about moving to a new country and starting a new life.
During the podcast, we will share facts, stories, and questions for you to think about too.
But now, let's travel from Canada to Colombia.
Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.
Now we are leaving cold Canada and traveling to Colombia, a country in South America.
Colombia is famous for colorful cities, music, dancing, coffee, and beautiful nature. Many people think Colombia is always hot, but that's not true.
Because Colombia has mountains, beaches, jungles, and big cities, the weather can be different. In some places, it is very warm all year. But in cities like Bogota, it can be cool in the morning and warm later in the day.
The capital city is Bogota with 50 million people.
Colombia is one of the most biodiverse countries in the world.
People in Colombia often enjoy spending time with family and friends. Music and dancing are important parts of life. Styles like salsa and cumbia are very popular.
In today's interview, we will meet a woman from Colombia and her son Luis. They now live in Canada, but at the moment they're traveling through Europe together.
Instead of staying in hotels, they often do pet sitting. That means they take care of animals while other people are away.
They visited us here in Graz, talked about life in Colombia and Canada, learning languages, traveling by train, and homeschooling on the road.
They also explained why traveling slowly and spending time in nature is important for them.
So listen carefully and think about this question. What can we learn when we leave our comfort zone and discover new places?
Let's find out in the interview.
Deine Geschichte.
Let's start with some background stories. Could you tell me, please, what does it feel like to live in Colombia? What is life like over there?
So we are on the equator line, right? It's like the middle of the earth. So it means that the weather, we don't really have seasons. I mean, yes, there's a rainy season and a dry season. But then let's say I'm in Bogota, which is a capital, and it's like 2.2 and something kilometers over the sea level.
In the
it's
middle of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the mountain, very high. And so the morning is like 9 degrees Celsius, and in the afternoon, maybe 20. So I'm like that for a while. And then I'm like, oh, I would like to go and swim. No, I'd like to go. So you can go 2 hours from Bogota driving. You go to a place where it's like 40 degrees Celsius the whole year. So I think that's one of the things that, you know, you live for the slow life mm-hmm. because it's simpler. And you have so many fruits and vegetables and insects.
Okay.
That's the less fun part. But yeah, the biodiversity, it's amazing. Yeah.
You have lived there for about 16 years, is that correct? Tell me, why did you leave? Why did you pick Canada?
Well, actually, it was my parents, because I was 16 when I left. So a teenager usually doesn't get to choose. So my parents, I think they wanted us to have, me and my brother, to have a different education and the possibility of to live and learn languages and stuff. There were two countries that accepted Colombians, immigrants. That was Australia and Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very glad I chose Canada. So, yes, it does have crazy winters. But one of the main reasons was really education.
How would you describe your first impression when you arrived in Canada?
Oh, my God. When I arrived, it was so big. It's so empty. Because I just realized, seeing what you were showing before, there were 44 million people. But the territory is big as where we live right now, which is Quebec. So I remember when I first got to Canada, I was like, oh, there is so much space mm-hmm. and everything is so far away.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was the impression of vastness, mm-hmm. how big things are.
Speaking of languages, Luis, what languages do you speak in Canada?
Mainly we speak French. I learn in French. But like second language, we speak English and third is Spanish.
We've talked earlier, but tell me, what are your favorite languages? Between those three?
My favorite language is English.
Why? What's the difference between speaking French or English or Spanish?
Well, English is like more people speak it.
So it's the easiest if you want to communicate in Montreal?
Yes.
All of them speak English?
Yeah, in Canada, almost everyone speaks English.
Mm-hmm. And what about French?
Well, French is our section in Canada speaks French.
Yeah, only in Quebec.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spanish could be sort of a secret language between you and your mother.
Yeah.
So where people cannot understand you. Could you tell me about some cultural differences you spotted?
Oh, so many. I think at first, I remember when I was in Montreal the first time, I thought people were kind of cold.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't understand why. But then I realized it's just a personal bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That is a little bit bigger. Well, Colombians are so much closer. You know,
okay, yeah.
It's easier to give a hug.
Yeah.
It's easier to even physical contact mm-hmm. is easier. So I think that was one of the main differences. Yeah.
What is a typical day like in Montreal?
Okay, let's winter time. Okay. So we wake up, have breakfast, and then I'm heading for school because I work in a school and he is going to school too.
What is the weather like?
Let's take January. So we had a lot of snow last night, mm-hmm. like maybe 30 centimeters of snow. So I'm worried because the school might be closed. Because
mm-hmm.
when we get more than 25 centimeters, it can be a little bit tricky.
Are we talking about minus 30, 40 degrees?
In January would be usually it's minus 15, minus 17. But we do get mm-hmm. during the day sometimes where it goes to minus 30. We do have sometimes a minus 40, but that's when you feel it with the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it can be very cold. And so we have breakfast. We get ready to go out. I need boots. He needs pants, mittens.
pretty much everything.
So some kind of scarf, everything. So it takes maybe 10 minutes to get dressed. Mm-hmm. And then usually he helps me to take the snow from the car, because it takes a while if mm-hmm. there's a lot of snow. So I turn on the car to put the heat up a little bit.
Because sometimes they're ice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and the ice, we kind of take the ice away. Then we drive to school. Yeah. And usually, so in winter time, the sun comes up maybe at 8 a.m. So it's kind of mm-hmm. dark. And then when we finish school, is around 3. So I pick him up around 4. And yeah, that's it.
So it's completely different than life to Colombia. What would a typical day in Colombia be like? In Bogota.
So Bogota has a big problem with transports right now. Mm-hmm. There are too many people. My cousin actually goes to university she takes her bike, even though it's very far, mm-hmm. because by car it would take like 3 times the time. So when we were in Colombia, we had to wake up very early to go to school, and everything is quite early. But then you get like coffee, and it's easier to have snacks during the day. You can buy stuff. In Canada, I feel like we're more prepared in the way that it takes a lot of time to go out and buy food.
Mm. You need to be organized because of the weather, I guess.
Exactly. And sometimes you have like a 30-minute lunchtime, and then if you go out and then you have to take the snow from the car, impossible. So do you have to mm-hmm. prepare your day a little bit more. In Colombia, are like, oh well, I could have lunch here or there, so it's way simpler.
What do schools look like in Colombia?
So most of the schools are private education. We do have public schools, but it's not very
do they look dumb. Like schools in Austria?
Well, this is our first time here. It depends on where it is. Most of the time, though, we have like little houses, and each house is like a different degree. And there's like trees around and mm-hmm. a little bit more. Sometimes you even have chickens in certain schools.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a little bit more like countryside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you can get. But you can also get schools a little bit like here. It's just that you have the space. You don't have winter. Mm-hmm. So having a little bit more space. I was in a school when I was there, and we had a little forest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
so to
nice.
Go.
But I've heard you are homeschooling Louis now.
Yes.
So what are the most difficult things you need to consider?
First, you need to consider that your teacher, is your parent. So when you do something wrong, it's like...
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it's not the same.
No.
So a teacher would be stricter than your mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the time it takes, when I was a teacher, mm-hmm. I remember teaching something would take like 1 hour. Mm-hmm. But since we are just him and me, it takes 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Because I can have the time to, okay, this is what you need to learn. Okay, this is where we're going. So it's simpler. He has my full attention. Mm-hmm. Whilst the teacher here with 15, 20, even 7 kids, more than one kid, mm-hmm. it's complicated because you need, and sometimes the kid understands something and then you realize that he didn't learn the right way. So he has to unlearn to learn again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's...
And how would you say did living in different countries influence Luis?
When he comes back to Montreal, he's going to learn in a meaningful way because it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right now, he needs to learn like maps. To come here, we needed to take a train, mm-hmm. then 2 trams in different directions. And then we need to try and understand what strasse means, but there are a lot of strasse. So that's not a right clue to follow. So I think in going to museums too, why is it that we speak different languages? So all the consequences of past choices, of history itself, I think that's going to change his perspective on things. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's very rich. And money-wise, I mean, we have been in UK, we have been in Colombia with pesos, we've been here with the euros and Canadian dollars. So we need to change in our heads all the time. So it's like, oh, can I buy, that Coke, it's £12. £12, can I pay 12? No, that's $24. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. So every single time, and pesos, one Canadian dollar, it's 3,000 pesos.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a lot of math. So those math problems are really translated into real life. That's what we want to do in schools. We want to make problems that the kids want to find a solution for. Well, this is the other side. Like, this is the problems are there, so let's find a way.
What did you learn about yourself by teaching your own son?
I think it's how much as a teacher you don't have the time to listen to them as much. Sometimes I have a question, but then that's not the real question. It's something sometimes more simpler, more subtle. Mm. And I'm also surprised by his ability of, analyze situations. Mm-hmm. Like, why is this like this? And sometimes he's like right on a problem, a thing that is a problem. So I think we don't have the time. We don't listen as much as we should. So I've learned to listen more.
So I think you have got a very strong connection.
Oh, I think we had to. Yeah. After 9 months on the road, that's what happens.
We tend to see ourselves in our children. So that's what I was thinking of.
Like, I've had a pace where I, you know, as a head teacher, I had so many things and all the time, to-do lists and this and that. So I have to, okay, let's go do this and this and that. And he's like, but let's enjoy the moment. Look at that cloud. Yeah. Oh, there's the best gelato there. So, so it's, for me, it's learning how to slow down. Mm-hmm. And for him, it's learning how to come to my speed sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I think we're playing with that.
Yeah. Being in the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
When you go back to Montreal, what are you looking forward to do there?
The most part is just having some place to stay, because we've been traveling, like, somewhere it's 3 days, somewhere it's 2 weeks, but I'm looking forward to having one place,
a home,
because right now, like, we're homeless.
We're homeless. Yeah.
It's just refreshing to know that you have that place.
What was the best thing on the road? What did you like the most?
I don't know. Because we did so many stuff.
I think the pet sitting was something that you really, because you get to connect with the animals that we take care of.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, it's so difficult because every time, like, there was a dog since, like, the first 2 minutes, we were already, like, connected. And we were only 3 days with her, and it was difficult to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's 2 weeks, and we really get to connect even more.
Yeah, we have, like, all the names of all the dogs in our heads and our hearts.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. And yeah, we have so many memories with them.
What advice would you give someone who wants to explore the world, see different countries, travel around?
Don't fall into the tourist traps.
Yeah. Try to go into the, into the unknown.
Yeah, into places that are less touristy.
Mm-hmm. What can you find if you go to the unknown?
You just get more fun. Because, like, one day we went to a place and there was so many people just taking pictures everywhere. And if we hadn't been in a pet sitting, then we would just be in a place where everyone's taking pictures of everything. There's cars everywhere, honks, but now we get to slow down.
I think one of the biggest examples was in Paris, where we went to the Louvre, we went to Orsay, we went to all the big museums. And I remember you being mad about people just taking pictures instead of
being in the moment.
Being in the moment, yeah. But there's, like, so many people, tourists, that it's like they were taking pictures for the future selves. Mm-hmm. It's like a gift from themselves in the future, but they are not there.
Mm, yeah. Like, being in the moment.
I was sure I would love Paris, but I was a bit disappointed because there was so many people.
So by traveling into different places. Like, grass is here right now where we are. It's not a place that, you know, you are like, oh, yes, I'm to this summer, I'm going here. But then the ride from, we were in Munich till here, München.
Yeah, München.
So here was probably one of the most beautiful train rides I've ever had in my life.
So you take a lot of train rides?
Well, yeah, most of the time. I think it's sustainable. It's a sustainable way to travel. So that's why we try and as much as we can.
And you can really slow down.
And you slow down.
I've got two more questions. Could you please tell me about languages? We spoke earlier about it. The languages you speak at home, at school, and with your mother?
So at school, with like all my friends, we mainly speak French. But English, we just use it in like English class. And at home, I speak also French.
And when mom gets emotional, she speaks Spanish. Is that true?
When she gets mad at me, she speaks Spanish.
Right. Last question. Is there anything you could tell us about your experience? One last thing. One flashlight.
I think everything goes back to the present moment. I feel that when you have a career, when you work 50 hours a week, and then you get a chance like we have right now of nothing, just it really brings a new, different perspective in which you are like, okay, but then what is life? What where am I going? Why am I doing all the things I'm doing? And sometimes I think it's important to give a lot of time to things that you like doing, even if they don't bring you any money or recognition or whatever it is, but really connecting to what it is that you like to do. I think that's what I'm learning this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Radio Igel, deine Geschichte.